fruitful. Join me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments as we experience truth about fruitfulness in our lives. This is harvest time in the U.S. We look forward to a bountiful crop. We decorate our yards, porches, and homes with the fruit from the harvest. We enjoy delicious meals made with the crops from harvest time. During harvest, I visited an apple orchard laden with all types of apples. My relatives and I enjoyed picking and tasting the fruit of the orchard, and then coming home to make several jars of apple butter for family and friends. We are blessed with the fruitfulness of harvest time. Jesus spoke about fruitfulness in our lives. He spoke many things in parables to those who would listen. Matthew 13, verses 3 through 9 and 18 through 23 is a parable he spoke. Listen now. And Jesus spoke many things to them in parables. Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on good soil, and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the one who receives seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but only endures for a little while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100, some 60, and some 30. Do you have ears that can hear the truth of this parable? Will your heart soil bring forth fruit? What will become of the word of God's kingdom in your life? Will the word take root and grow, producing fruit? Will you be fruitful? I long for my life to be fruitful. May Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8 be true in my life. This passage of Scripture in Jeremiah states, "But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a river bank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they never stop producing fruit. This tree has roots that reach deep into the water. It is recorded in the Gospel of John that Jesus speaks about living water. John 4:13 and 14. Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water I will give him will become in him a well of water, springing up to eternal life." John 7:37 and 38. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." The tree in the scripture in Jeremiah receives life because of roots reaching deep in the water, and this water brings forth fruit. The beginning of the passage refers to those who trust in the Lord and have made him their hope and confidence. When we, like that tree, put our hope and confidence, our roots reaching deep into the living water that comes from Jesus Christ, when we place our trust, hope, and confidence in him and his work on the cross, we too are filled with life and become fruitful. We must abide in him. Dear friend, are you wanting to be fruitful and to be as the tree in the scripture in Jeremiah that was not bothered by heat or long months of drought, but that had deep roots reaching into the water, leaves that stayed green, and it always produced fruit? Then, dear one, place your hope and trust in Jesus Christ. Let his word and truth fill your life. Let the deep roots of your life be found reaching to Jesus for his living water. Join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I long to be fruitful for you. Thank you, Father, for the living water that we find in your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, may our hearts be fertile ground for your words of truth. May your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, may my heart trust in you. May I find hope in your words of truth. Father, lead me and guide me. Direct my path. Father, let me continually seek you. May I follow and obey you. Dear Lord, let me turn away from other gods that may be in my life and solely follow after you. Father, after you, your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, let me abide in you and your words abide in me. Let me be fruitful, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian, or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so that it can be shared far and wide. Feel free to reach out to me, Abigail@HealingMomentsAbigailChristian.com. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments. May you experience truth about a fruitful life in Jesus Christ today.